Yeah, well, like I say, they seem to be cutting down on the more progressive kind of things, you know, things that are more enlightened, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And the streamlining things and kind of, there's no choices, you know, the way they have it now. They're moving toward less choices and more of a sort of more dependent system where people, you know, it's all about medication to them. It's the medical model, you know, it's mental illness is all about biology or some chemical in your brain or whatever. But they don't take into they don't really deal with, you know, like trauma, you know, like childhood trauma, childhood abuse, you know, the medical model, it needs to be balanced, you know, with another kind of, with alternative ways of doing things. And that's what the gallery is all about, I think. Another way, you know, of an experimental thing, you know, very much. So, you know, it's not like the drop-in centers or the clinics or whatever, you know. It's a totally different way of looking at things. And I think that is a good example for, you know, all over the world, for people who want to advocate and organize, like people who are generally marginalized or stigmatized by mental illness and all such things. And so I think that in that way we can't, that's why we can't let it end, you know. We can't give in to, you know, what the system's doing, because it's more than just us, you know. It's other organizations on the east side, you know, and places throughout the world where they know about us through the website or whatever, to know that we can do this, you know, we can do this sort of thing. We're able and we're capable of doing these things. So that's what I mean when I say, like, it's an experiment. Mm. You know?